So, are we to feel that we are separated from Radha Krishna and we are calling out for them? Or if we keep a picture in front of us and we feel that they are with us and we are addressing them? Again, both are fine. Here, the principle is that we have to remember Krishna. Is it that we have to remember Krishna in Viraha? Yes, because both are true. That we are separated from Krishna and we are also linked with Krishna. So, it is said that chanting is both a prayer and the fulfillment of the prayer. Chanting is a prayer to invoke Krishna's presence, and because Krishna manifests as the holy name, the chanting is also the fulfillment of the prayer. So, in that sense, if we are considering that I'm calling out for Krishna, we could say that it's separation from Krishna and I'm calling out for him. But if you're saying that Krishna is himself manifesting as the holy name, then I'm calling out and Krishna is coming. So it's not separation, it's still union with Krishna. And if I'm having a picture of the deities and I'm addressing them, then it is like it is as if Krishna is present as the deities, and by calling out to him, I'm connecting with him. So whether we feel that whether we focus on the feeling of separation from Krishna or connection with Krishna, the important thing is that we are able to remember Krishna. So as long as we are remembering Krishna, that is wonderful. And that's why the important thing in bhakti, yena kena prakarena manah, smartave satatam vishnu smartave jatuje sarva viddhi nishedhasur etayor eva kim karam. That the principle underlying all rules is that we always remember Krishna. So whichever form that remembrance happens, either in separation or in his presence, we feel his presence or we feel separation from him, that is perfectly fine. In fact, actually, to feel Krishna's presence is also a matter of great blessing. Sometimes you may go in front of the deities also and may feel nothing. Heart may just feel like dead. So if you feel Krishna's presence also, it's also a blessing. So it's not that sometimes we may be doing some service and maybe just feel, oh, I want to take darshan. That we could say at that level, this is separation. So if you feel separation, that is a fortune. If you feel his presence, that is also a fortune. And whichever way our consciousness goes towards Krishna, that we can see as his blessing, and we can use that, we can channel the emotional energy coming from that blessing into the process of chanting, into the process of absorbing ourselves in chanting.